for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Everybody's talking about my tight pants. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on. Everybody's looking at my tight pants. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on.
Those are pretty tight.
I'm the only guy in town wearing tight pants. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on. I'm the guy wearing tight pants. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on. Everyone in town loves my tight pants. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on. People wouldn't lie about my tight pants. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on. I can dance real low. I can dance real high. I can sleep real well. Know that I'm the only guy that's wearing tight pants. And I'm the only one.
Hey, slow down there, old friend. You say people are talking about your tight pants down at the local Five and Dime? Well, I find that hard to believe, since I live in this town and everyone I know is talking about my tight pants.
Well, I talked to Mayor Grimble the other day, and he declared my pants the tightest in the land.
Now you listen to me, you sick son of a bitch. I don't know who you are or where you came from, but I'm the only one in this town that can wear tight pants. You got it? I will end you. Don't wake the snake.
I got tight pants.
You drinking my sake, Kimosabi?
Rock and roll, Ayatollah. I guess I'll find a new town.
Everybody's talking about my tight pants. Tight pants. I got my tight pants on.
It's Tight Pants Hump Day today. Welcome to Tight Pants Wednesday. Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. That was kind of funny.
Hello.
I got some tight pants. I got some tight pants right now. They're so tight that they're starting to rip.
Rip.
Like if I bend my leg, then my fucking pants rip. Cause everybody's talking about my tight pants.
Catchy song, huh? Pants.
I got my tight pants on. Hey, Hans, you wearing your tight pants today? I doubt it. You don't have tight pants. You wear loosey-gooseys.
Everybody's talking about his tight pants.
I don't see how they could be talking about your tight pants when it's actually my tight pants that they're talking about. Fucking duh. Welcome to Wednesday, you guys. It's weird. We listened to that song and we didn't talk over it, and then our first words are like, there's no music underneath it.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah, we're fucking stepping outside the box right now.
Outside the bun.
Excuse me. We're getting ourselves together right now. We're glad you guys can join us.
Mm-hmm. And Nelson Mandela died.
Yes, him and Casey Kasem will be having a surgery to trade heads.
Mm-hmm.
But Casey Kasem died too, so now they've just decided to have a double funeral. So if you want to come to that, you can't because it's not a real thing.
Have you ever been to Richmond, Virginia?
No, I've never been to any Virginia.
Why not?
The only farthest east I've been is Texas.
What's your favorite desert in Virginia?
I didn't know they had deserts in Virginia. I know that there's a place called Roanoke, which is also a band that I enjoy. I know that... That
Derek show?
Lamb of God came from Richmond, Virginia.
That Derek show with Richard Gervais, he ripped off my fucking stick.
Did he?
Yep.
But are you sure?
He likes to fucking ask about what would happen if, like, two animals. Like, what would happen if a shark fought a bear? Stuff like that. You know how I got the penguin and the switchblade.
Yeah.
Yep. and he has some funny things, and it's usually while the other guy's driving the bus.
Yeah. I guess that's just a parallel writing. Great, great minds think alike.
I don't really think he ripped it off.
Oh, he totally just, did. I
maybe.
I hate ripoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 You ever watch The English Office?
I watched the first episode, maybe two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But
Pam wasn't cute enough.
Pam! Pam! Pam, 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 Pam!
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that it was kind of weak. I shouldn't think that it was weak. I should think that the American Office is weak because, like, line for line almost on the first few episodes.
Yeah.
But I did see Pam, the girl that plays Pam on comedy Bang Bang, and they were talking about the English version of comedy Bang Bang.
Her and her husband did a movie once.
Yeah, what was her? Who's her husband?
I don't know, but it was a weird movie. It was a weird movie.
Right on. I'll have to check that out.
They started a charity.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't, but they just began a mission of giving a lollipop to homeless people.
To homeless people?
Mm-hmm.
Why do homeless people want lollipops?
Well, see, that I don't think they thought that through. That's the conclusion they come to is, well, it doesn't really do anything for the homeless.
It doesn't sound like a super interesting movie. you never know. Hey, speaking of super interesting, I know I mentioned this before, but I'd like to update y'all. The Portland's Funniest Person Contest is going on up in Portland at Helium Comedy Club. And so far, we've got 3, 6, 9, 12, 11 people qualified. I think last night, two more people.
11.
Or maybe six more.
11.
But Curtis Cook, Jake Silberman, Jordan Kasner, Eddie Rich, Becky Bronstein, Dan Weber, Adam Posse, and Zach Toscani and Paul J all made it through, as well as a guy I don't want to try to pronounce his name.
11.
Niraj Snivensnan.
Niraj Snivensnan.
His first name is spelled N-E-E-R-A-J.
Otherwise known as Andy Samberg.
Niraj Srinivasan.
Andy Samberg.
And out of those 11 people, I pick 5.
And Andy Samberg.
He's not even in the contest. I bet Todd Armstrong made it through last night. That's my projection.
What's, you ever watch that James Franco roast?
Yeah, I watched it once when it happened, I think, back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
The Andy Samberg.
They've been doing the reruns of that one again.
On Hulu?
No.
On CC?
Yeah. Mm. Dude, how come South Park's only on in like 6-hour blocks now?
Dude, it's always on though.
I know it's always on, but it's always like one of their trilogy movies or something.
And it's always on like right before, like I catch a lot of the end of South Park's and the beginnings of South Park's at the end and the beginning of my DVR programs, because like it'll start 1 minute early and it'll record the end of South Park, and I go, oh, that's all I got.
Go on down South Park and
that's all I have to watch is the last minute, and I get the whole thing because I've seen them, and I'm like, oh, that was that one where they did this and that.
And you rerun it through your head.
Yeah, and then I don't have to watch them.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do with Led Zeppelin songs.
You just listen to the last 30 seconds?
No, just the first.
Oh.
Do you ever know that if you get a song stuck in your head? I heard this once, but I don't know if it's true. If you get a song stuck in your head, it's because you didn't listen to the end of it.
Well.
Like it didn't play through.
That could be. Well, that could be
so sometimes. If you listen to the song.
But I just listened to this one song all the way through, and it's still in my head. I got my tie pants on. Hey, I forgot to mention on Monday's show, thanks to my family for getting me some gifts for Father's Day on Sunday. That was nice. They got me a shirt that said, hey, they said I could be anything. So I became sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what? Am I sarcastic? I said to my wife. And she said, you? Oh, never.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that sarcasm?
I don't know.
Yes, it was. And I got a pair of camouflage shorts with a tech pocket.
You know, kids don't pick up on sarcasm sometimes.
What?
Mm-hmm. Little ones?
Oh, the little ones? No, they don't usually. Yeah.
At what point do people start picking up on sarcasm? At what age?
I'm not too sure. When is the first time you ever remembered it? Like, as when your mom was, like, maybe being a bitch, like, she asked you to do something, and you're
I don't know. I don't just remember the time she hit me in the back of the head with a hot dog.
That's not sarcastic at all. No. You're like, hey, why did you do that, Mom? She's like, oh, because I really wanted to hit you in the back of the head with a hot dog.
No, she wanted to.
You really wanted to, Mom? Yeah, see, I did.
That wasn't sarcasm when she said that.
If you weren't acting like such a dick,
mm-hmm.
maybe I wouldn't
have right in the back of the head. It was a great throw.
It was soft, though. Those things are pretty soft.
Yeah.
Hot dogs aren't mean.
But it was pretty funny, even at the time. I started laughing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes them even more mad when your parents try to do something to you, and then you just laugh.
Yep.
They'd like to kill you at that point. Hey, I mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it again. Don't forget to go Saturday to Lucky Larry's and watch 30-pound test play. They're playing with Electric Funeral. Mm-hmm. And some bitch. It's just this lady. She fucking comes in and sings songs. I can't remember her name, but it's some bitch. Actually, I'm kidding. That's a band.
Some bitch.
Aw, some bitch.
Some bitch. You ever been to Richmond, Virginia?
No, I've never been anywhere past east of Texas. But sometimes I feel like I'm in a fucking weird Twilight Zone episode.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Foo Fighters?
Say again?
The Foo Fighters are going to play in Richmond, Virginia because people ask them to.
No, but I heard they're going to have a new album, and I know that Dave is from Virginia originally.
Well, apparently they hadn't played there in 15 years, and people raised $70,000 to get them to come play.
People raised it?
Yep.
So is it better be a free show then? No one should have to buy tickets if the people raise the money to pay him, right?
I don't know.
Fuck that, dude. Is Dave Grohl turned into a money-hungry butt-fucker?
Well, I don't know how it all went down. I'm just saying that they wanted them to play, and so they started raising money, and they raised $70,000, and then the Foo Fighters said, all right, well, we'll be there soon.
Huh. I got my tight pants on. That's pretty good, The Tight Pants song has got me singing it. But speaking of Will Ferrell, remember we played that, or we talked about it a couple weeks ago, about the drum off with Chad Smith and Will Ferrell.
Chad Smitty.
You know who's into it now?
Who?
Dick of the Year. The dickiest drummer ever. Who's my favorite dick drummer that I hate the most?
Tommy Lee.
No, I love Tommy Lee. I hate the drummer that has to wait 6 months to get his diamond-encrusted Shark Tank because people download their music.
Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, yeah. This 50-year-old Metallica drummer chose to pick up the gauntlet after the actor and Red Hot Chili Pepper drummer issued a challenge to him earlier this week. So Chad Smith and Will Ferrell have challenged Lars to a drum-off.
So it's a three-man drum-off?
I don't know how they're going to do it, but let's see what it says here. He said he's going to give Chad a run for his money. But Will, that's a whole different story. He's the badass drummer of Badass Drummer Universes. He's going to... Oh, and then Chad Smith responded to Ulrich's acceptance and wrote on his Facebook, two pieces of advice for you, Lars. Leave the double bass at home and load up on the cowbells. So it's probably going to just be a joke, publicity stunt. But So basically what...
It'll still end with a cowbell, right?
Ulrich is saying that Will is the better drummer than Chad Smith, which is obviously not true.
How do you know?
Because I watched him on there, and he was air-rocking it.
Was he air-rocking it?
They were, like, panning away, and, yeah, he was air-drumming. Will Ferrell was. He's not really a drummer. He couldn't even play the shitty parts that he didn't play.
Maybe he's just never played publicly.
Maybe not. But for some reason, Lars thinks he looks like Chad Smith. Lars thinks that Lars looks like Chad Smith.
Hmm.
He said, obviously, I'm the dead ringer. He doesn't look nothing like him. He looks like a fucking douchebag. A douche, a douche, a douche, 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 douche.
I think he should take a nap.
Douche, douche, douche. A nap, boy.
Stir.
Napster?
Mm-hmm. What's the most you've ever paid for a cup?
I paid $2.99 for a cup.
That's the most you've ever spent for a cup?
Yeah, why? Are you calling me cheap?
No, I'm just asking. No. You never bought one of those big gulp things that were like $5.99?
No, I bought a value meal and got a free Coke cup.
Huh? All right.
That's not paying. No, I don't know. The most I paid for a cup, we bought like a tumbler set.
All right.
Which is probably like 8 cups for... I don't even know how much. I don't pay attention to how much I pay for cups.
Would you pay $200 for a cup?
Hell no. Well, maybe for a cannabis cup.
What if it told you...
What about a World Cup?
What if it told you what was in it?
In the cup?
Yeah. So you poured liquid in there and it said, are drinking Gatorade Blue Raspberry Freeze.
No. I would know. I would already know what I was dumping in my cup.
I know, but then it would tell you how much sugar is in there and how much all this other stuff is in there and how much all this other stuff is in there.
Are you trying to say this is a thing that exists? Mm-hmm. A calorie counting?
No, it's just it tells you exactly what's in there.
Okay.
It's Bluetooth enabled.
Wow.
It's a cup.
Well, if you drink too much of the blueberry freeze raspberry, you will get Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
And an iPod. You'd get a
Have
pod
you ever Bluetoothed?
I recently Bluetoothed some pictures because my wife's fucking phone is messed up to where she can't send picture messages in her messaging, but she can send them via Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I recently activated my Bluetooth on my phone and it's found
Talking
another
Bluetooth. Talking about your Bluetooth on.
Talking about my Bluetooth. I need to brush my teeth, but I don't got a toothbrush.
Why is that song so catchy?
Because it goes dun-dun-dun.
Is that the hook?
It's a ripoff of Where the Action Is, I think.
Where the action is.
Yeah, that song from the 50s or 60s. Mm-hmm. I Want to Go Where the Action Is. It sounds exactly like it to me. But, you know, there's only 12 notes. Dun-dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be. I mean, it definitely has that vibe. I mean, they're all in the mop hat heads.
Yeah.
Mop hairs.
It's kind of a not a hipster thing, but a mod.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez, I mean, she put on those tight pants.
I bet she looked good in those.
Next, and yeah, and she was showing some bare midriff.
Did she have a camel toe?
Nope, they weren't. They weren't that tight.
Well, they're not tight. If you, I am mad now.
Mm-hmm.
If you claim to have tight pants and you have a vagina, you should be showing a little bit of camel toe because obviously they're not that tight. You can't have that strong of a labial.
Mm-hmm. But her butt's so big, though, that it prevents the camel toe.
Did you just say butter butt?
Butter butt. Butter, butter, butt.
Butter butt is so big that the camel toe is overshadowed by the butter butt.
Mm-hmm. Is that even possible?
I've seen the shadow of a butter butt over a camel toe in the desert one time.
Uh-huh.
The Butter Butt Mountains in the Serengeti Lee. The desert of desserts.
Don't they have a desert dessert?
They do. It's called the Serengeti Lee dessert plate. They'll rush it to you.
What would be on there?
Poontang.
Poutine? Is that what it's called? With gravy on fries?
Oh, pate?
Poutine. Gravy on fries.
What?
Yeah.
Poutine?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
What's that called, Adrian Bacon?
Poutine. I thought it was pate. Pate. All the time.
No, pate is something else.
Yeah, that stuff is like rich people sauce that they put on crackers for hors d'oeuvres. For when you're getting divorce.
It's just meat.
What?
Yeah, it's just meat. Pate.
But if you have some bad pate, you might get sick.
Or sometimes, I guess it's an organ, liver pate.
Dude, organs?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I live, in Oregon.
Have you ever heard of a Sasquatch?
No. Is that the twat of a Sasquatch?
No, that is pubic hair that has been allowed to grow wild.
Well, that's what's happening right now.
Sasquatch.
I've been trying to tell everybody. I'm glad that they've come up with a name for it. That just reinforces the fact that the 2014 is the year of the pubes, a.k.a. Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, if you're having sexual intercourse, that is called going to the boneyard.
Damn. What if you suffer from ED? erectile dysfunction and it doesn't have
then you're going to the graveyard.
You know what I heard the other day? This is fucked up. That over the last 8 years, Medicare has spent over 170 million, sorry, not that big of a difference. $170 million on penis pumps. And that if they would have went with the cheaper penis pumps, that probably aren't that much worse or better, they could have saved like $14.2 million a year. Do you know how many people there's? They said that there's 30 million people in the United States who suffer from erectile dysfunction. Now, if they would have went with the cheaper, 14 times 6 is somewhere around $100 million that they would have saved had they bought the cheaper penis pumps. Just think of all the people who got denied medical care because there wasn't enough money or Obama or whatever. All for penis pumps, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Just pull on it harder.
I guess. And is it like a tire or what? You pump it up, does it stay pumped up? Or does it like... You got to work quickly. And they say because the reason why is because Medicare doesn't cover like Viagra and Cialis and all those because there's all the medical side effects. This is the only thing that's not a drug. It's a physical action that actually pumps it up.
So it's like it falls under physical therapy or something?
I guess. I don't know. It's ridiculously stupid, though. I don't understand why the government is paying so much for penis pumps.
That drawer that's right next to the bed with all the sex toys in that, that's the slut drawer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Someone recently brought up, what's in Gatch's junk drawer?
Oh, yeah.
And so we might get to that in a little bit. I'd like to talk about some crazy Floridians because we took a few weeks off. And what happens when you take a few weeks off from the Florida stories? What do you think?
People go crazy.
No, they pile up. We got a lot of them. We had a guy in Florida this weekend who got pulled over. He weighed 450 pounds, and he was not wearing a seatbelt, so they pulled him over. Turns out he had 23 grams of marijuana hidden under his stomach fat.
Ah!
Last week, we thought about a guy with a bunch of heroin in his belly button.
Mm-hmm.
They also found a 380 caliber semi-automatic handgun and $7,000 stuffed in a sock and some cocaine.
How many socks must it take?
So when you're 450 pounds, it's obvious now you can carry around about 23 grams of weed under your stomach fat. So there's that. And then remember our story about Edward Cocaine?
Edward Cocaine.
Well, now in the Polk County, Florida court system is a lady named Crystal Metheny. Or Metheny.
Crystal Metheny.
I guess it would be Metheny, like a... Like Pat Metheny, the musician. But it looks like Crystal Metheny. But she wasn't even there on drug charges. Isn't that cruel of your parents to name?
Yeah, because they would know.
They would have to know.
They would know.
They would have to know.
They would know.
They would have to know.
They would know.
She fired a missile.
What?
She's accused of firing an offensive missile into a vehicle.
An offensive missile? What missile isn't offensive?
Well, you could just have like...
Is there a non-offensive missile?
Missile tits. Those are... You ever seen missile tits?
Or are they talking like offensive and defensive? Like... All right. I guess if the person... If the person would have fired a missile back, would they be in trouble too?
No,
because it would have been a defensive missile?
It was just a defensive missile. No, wait. Now, she was arrested last May on Cinco de Mayo for violating a statute that prohibits the firing of missiles. So what? Where? This is weird, dude. She got put in jail and had $5,000 bail, but it doesn't say if she fired the missile into another person's car or what.
I don't know. That sounds weird.
If you're in Florida, don't be firing no missiles offensively.
That sounds like Grand Theft Auto.
This also, there's my last Florida story, also sounds like Grand Theft Auto. A Florida man was arrested and charged with a felony sex offense for just dancing out of his car sunroof. But unfortunately, he was naked and there was a 10-year-old girl on the sidewalk. So because of the fact that he exposed his genitals to a 10-year-old unbeknowingly, he is going to have a felony on his thing now. So he was just trying to have fun and dance naked. Because the people tell you, dance like no one's watching. Right?
Dance your face off.
dance a 10-year-old's face off with your naked penis out of your sunroof. That'll get you a felony every time.
Mm-hmm.
So he was charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition to a victim under the age of 16. And he was also cited for violating the seatbelt law. You could have covered that shit up with a seatbelt.
Yeah.
So that's our crazy Florida stories. There's more, so we'll save some for Friday.
I have a crazy Oregon story.
I have one, too.
You ever go to the Oak Ridge Boys?
The concert?
In Oak Ridge, Oregon?
No, my dad used to love the... I went to one in Elmira, though.
Elmira.
The Oak Ridge Boys are playing in Elmira.
This lady has two anteaters as pets.
Dude, those things suck. You can use them as a vacuum cleaner, I've heard.
Well, they just got the long tongues and they like to eat ants. I've thought about it before.
I thought they sucked up with their trunk. Didn't they have a trunk that they suck up?
They got a long nose.
Okay.
But yeah, they spend their time hanging out and washing in her washing machine. And at night they search the house for ants and other bugs.
So she has pets in her house that are anteaters, and they just roam around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she says she has to keep everything locked and bolted. And
well, they steal shit?
Yeah, she saw them on Animal Planet and became curious, so she researched them and then bought some. And she says they're very loving, but you kind of got to teach them how to do stuff. And that their pee stinks, kind of like a skunk, and they kind of dribble all the time because they just can't help it.
Now, if she saw a show on TV about them, you'd think that it would say that stuff, and she would know that that's what she was getting into, but whatever. If you could balance that out and think that that's worth not having as many ants and bugs around the house, then I guess so, but I don't want some stinky piss fucking drooling piece of shit anteater.
Piss dribbler.
God, fucking piss dribblers.
Mm-hmm.
There was a copycat pisser, speaking of piss dribbling. Remember when that dude pissed in the fucking Portland pisser?
Yeah, now there's a copycat guy?
Yeah, in Pennsylvania. I call him the Portland, Pennsylvania copycat pisser. He didn't really copycat him, but he did get arrested. Like a guy came in to his work, and there's this 52-year-old dude just pissing in the filtration system. It's like, he didn't even say anything to him. Mm-hmm. He just went and reported him. Wouldn't you say, dude, why are you pissing in the water? It's like, I'm not even going to say. I'm just going to let him finish pissing, and I'm going to just go turn him in because I'm a fucking dick. I mean, I would probably, I don't know. If I lived in the city, I'd probably turn him in too.
Have you ever thrown a piss bomb at somebody?
No. Like a piss piss balloon?
Yeah.
No, but that's, ooh, that's fun. You should get like 20, we should get like 20 water balloons and one piss balloon. Put them all in the fridge where they all feel like nice cold water and no one would know which one was which.
Yeah.
It's like fucking Russian pisslet. Or pissin' roulette. How about that?
I had a teacher tell me once that before you egg a house, you should set the eggs up on your roof for 3 weeks.
A teacher? That's like the teacher that told me to punch another kid. Teachers are fucking... The teachers back in our day were not nice teachers very much. Yeah. I mean, they might not be nice now either. I don't know. I don't like teachers.
I saw a teacher hit on a chick once in class.
Did he lick her nipple?
He said... he said... somehow he was asking her out to dinner, and then he said, "But bring your parents along. I want to have somebody intelligent to talk to."
Oh.
Oh.
What was he just going to do? Just fuck her?
I guess.
That's going to fuck
parents,
you.
And then he was going to talk to the parents.
I just need to talk to someone to talk to while I'm fucking you. Bring your parents. I've heard they're good listeners.
He was a weirdo.
Sounds like it. Oh, yeah. Dude, my back's sore. I don't know. I'm getting old. My jaw feels like I went to the dentist and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe I slept with my mouth open, but fucking jaw hurts.
Back sore. That sounds like a dinosaur.
It is.
A backosaur.
Bacchosaurus rex.
Mm-hmm.
My back is sore.
Yep.
And my elbowosaurus.
I saw some dinosaur eggs.
And my jawsaurus, too.
What? Dinosaur eggs will make your jawsaurus.
Oh, yeah, if you try to...
Yeah. Remember those things, man? Fuck, yeah. Those things would take days.
It's like a gobstopper.
Dude, yeah. But it was like bigger. It was like your fucking whole mouth. You're just chewing on this egg for days.
See, the original name of the gobstopper was actually called the cockstopper. It was a contraceptive for oral sex. Well, not a contraceptive. Mm-hmm. Excuse my French. It was actually like a chastity belt for your mouth. Mm. Just ram a gobstopper in there, and that way nobody can stick their penis in your child's mouth.
I'm thinking of a new use for those candy watches.
Do they have candy watches?
Yeah, you remember those candy watches?
Oh, I remember candy cigarettes and necklace.
It was like a necklace, but it was a watch. It had that strings under there, and then it had a bunch of beads, but then it would have the one little piece.
That looked like a watch face?
Yeah, but it didn't, like, change time, you know? It said, like, 10:57 or something.
I was probably too mature. That's not a real watch.
You know what I never thought was a candy was fucking wax lips. Dude, that's not a fucking candy.
It's kind of in between, I think.
That is not a candy.
Because I used to eat them, and then when I'd be eating them, I'd be going,
Does this taste good?
This is a candle.
I know.
Candy and candle are really close to the same.
They are.
I've never realized how close they are.
Mm-hmm.
And
That'd be cool to have, like, the wax lips candle. Like, you're walking around, you got a candle sticking out between your lips like a cigarette.
And then if it went out and you got hungry, you could just eat it.
Yep.
These cherry lips. Yeah. Oh, cherry wax lips. I'm just going to light it.
That's what it was. It was like it always tasted like a birthday candle, didn't it?
Well, I've never eaten birthday candles.
I know, because you're not supposed to eat wax.
I've licked the frosting off the ends of them.
Exactly. It tastes like wax lips, doesn't it?
Well, it makes my lips taste like wax. So I used to eat those wax lips, and that's funny that you'd mention it, because I'd never shared that with anybody, but I'd always been skeptical. Is this really candy, or is it just a candle?
Dude, it is
a candle with no wick.
Dude, I bought wax lips exactly once.
You never bought them again?
No, they were cheap. Fucked up.
And they had that one little piece sticking out that you bit into to keep the lips on your lips.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, I can't talk with wax lips on because the lips.
You already knew then that it was a candle. You already knew by buying into it. You're like, man, this is like putting a birthday candle.
It's like
in my
mouth. Candle in my lips. It's the new candle lips wax mustache.
I know. It's wax and sugar, though. That makes it candy, right? Because you put a little sugar into the wax.
It was probably just paraffin. What's that one?
Paraffin?
Harriman wax? Sean Harriman wax? No, paraffin. You just melt some paraffin down with some cherry sugar, and that's all you got to do. And then all of a sudden, you've got candy.
Mm-hmm.
Candy wax candles.
Candy wax candles.
And speaking of candy wax candles, I didn't mention on Monday because we were talking about so much other stuff, but went to the studio on Saturday to do some recording, and I saved the studio.
Really?
From a fire.
How'd you do that?
Because I have a good nose.
Hmm.
I smelt smoke. It smelled like someone was burning a pile of wax lips.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, smells like wax. And then I went outside to get something, and I smelled outside wax. And I was in Eugene, so I'm like, wow, someone must be burning a big pile of wax lips or something next door. And then I went back inside, and I was like, kind of smells like wax lips in here, but I'd been opening and closing the door, so I thought maybe it was coming from outside. And then it started to get stronger, and I said, hey, Matthew, do you smell burning wax? And he's like, oh, shit. And he takes off, and he runs, and he opens a door that goes into his house, and all I see is his house full of smoke and, like, the flicker of flames on the wall. Like, I couldn't see, not the person flames, but, like, I couldn't see the actual flames, but I could see, like, orange flicker on the white walls, and I thought his fucking house was on fire. But it wasn't. He had just had one of those that's like a Scentsy thing. It's like a wax lips that smells good that you heat up in a tray. But he had it on his cooking stove. But it was fully engulfed in flames. He's like, that's the last time I used those. That's the third time that's happened. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, thanks for saving my house.
So what happened? Did it just run out of juice? But it kept on.
It caught on fire somehow. And the wax was just burning. But it wasn't burning anything, and it was on the stovetop, which is whatever, ceramic or metal, painted metal, you know. But it was close enough to the knob on the stove that it totally melted one of the knobs to turn on the burners. He's like, my
sounds
wife.
Like it should be recalled.
He's like, my wife's going to kill me. Oh, I know. It sounds like it, too, to me. But, yeah, it was just weird. It was surreal. He's all, oh, shit, and runs for the door. And then I just see spark, or not sparks. I just saw a flickering flame in the house full of smoke. But pretty scary moment for a second.
You didn't think that he just had to shit when he said, oh,
I was like, do you smell burning wax? He's like, oh, I got a shit. No, I didn't. I can't believe that I left
There's
my...
There's something about the smell of burning wax that makes me have to shit.
Yeah, it loosens my bowels. It makes me want to fuck a float raft. Mm-hmm. Summer's coming. We talked about Monday. School's out for the summer, and summer's coming on the 21st or 22nd. So this weekend will be officially summer. You might go out to a pool or a river and float on your inflatable raft. Don't do what this Ohio man has been arrested for again. Edwin Toberkata, which sounds like a made-up name. He just got arrested again for fucking a pool float.
Mm-hmm.
Twice he's done that.
Why is this an arrestable offense?
Because he's doing it in public.
Oh, okay.
He was released from prison on May 17th. And then he already got arrested again for fucking another pool float. So that's weird. And in his mugshot, it says, I'm out of my mind. Please leave me a message. I just fuck pool floats anywhere I find one.
No, what? I don't know. What is it? What? How? I mean, what part? What? How?
What don't you understand? They say it's not hard to believe because he was guilty in 2013 for having sex with a pool raft in public.
So you got a pool raft.
He likes them things, apparently.
How do you fuck pool raft?
I don't know. That'll be the burning question of the episode. How do you fuck a pool raft? Ask Edwin Toberkata. Toberkata.
What is your best guess, though? I'm asking.
Well, you could maybe fold it in half. What? And, like, make it into a V-shape, kind of simulating that of a vagina crevasse. And just, it's squeaky and rubber, and it'd be like...
And you're doing this in public?
I'm not. Edward Toberkata, apparently.
Yeah, I know. He
But now, since he's gotten arrested, he wants to apologize for his actions. He says he deals with some mental issues, and if the court would just give him a chance, he'd give it 100%. He's ready to give.
But they.
He's ready to get his life together. He's going to quit all this nonsense and fucking pool raft fucking.
They did give him a chance, though.
Well, second chance. He wants a third chance.
Well, because, they gave him. I mean, like,
they gave him a first chance. It was.
I know, but
Well, they didn't though. They put him in prison.
I know, but then as soon as he gets out, he does the same thing again. That doesn't mean that.
That's like the horse fucker.
I know.
You fuck a horse, you get arrested for it. Of course, you're going to fuck a horse again.
No, you won't.
But he did, and then the one guy would have did it again, but he got fucked by the horse and he died.
What? The horse went all dom on him?
He wanted the horse to fuck him, and then he died at a hospital later.
What?
You didn't hear that story?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, good, because I thought I was making it up in my brain. No, dude, it was from around here, like on the east-west coast here. East-west, you know, the east-west coast?
Uh-huh.
The east-western part of the United States tundra, up by the south-northern
now,
part.
Now, if a guy came in, let's say you're a doctor, but you're a horse. Let's say you're like a horse that is a doctor, the first one ever, right?
Dr. Ed.
You're Dr. Ed, and a guy comes in to you and says, I wanted to get fucked by a horse, but now I think I might be dying because of it. As a horse.
No, you'd say, I think, was it consensual? He's like, well, I've heard in Washington you have 24 hours to decide whether horse sex is rape or not. So he's like, do you feel violated? Yes, I feel very violated. My whole ass feels
wanted to be violated.
Maybe he underestimated the power of the horse cock,
which
is a bad thing.
Because at first you say you might, when you're thinking it's a good idea... Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right? When you're thinking like...
How could you be, though?
Might be a good idea, right? If you're in that situation, at one point you think this is a good idea, right?
And how could that ever be perceived as a good idea?
So you're there, right? And then, like, the moment it stops being a good idea, right, you're saying, you tell the horse no. But is the horse going to listen?
No. At this point, you've already said yes, yes, yes.
A horse don't know your safe word.
Was that on Monday when we were talking about moo means moo? Mm-hmm. Because there were some dudes fucking cows on Monday. Mm-hmm. And now you got horse fuckers. And I saw a picture of a horse trying to fuck a cop. I mean, it was a picture of like a cop and a farmer. And then like the horse was like jumping up and his big horse cock was out. And it was one of those horses that looks like a... They got like brown and they're kind of like a Neapolitan horse. They got like a little pink and a little brown and a little white.
Pink?
Yeah, almost like a fleshy.
Is a horse vagina pink?
I don't know, but this horse cock was Neapolitan. Uh-huh. It was like pink and brown and white.
Uh-huh.
And then the cop was blue because he was in a cop uniform. So it was just weird. But apparently horses like to fuck pigs. And if anybody learns anything from today's episode, it's never underestimate the power of the horse cock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those
and
things are huge.
And
whatever floats your moat.
Yeah. I don't know if a horse vagina is pink or not.
I'm going to Google it.
All right. You should.
Because do horses even have vaginas?
What?
I think all horses have cocks.
Yeah.
Just
but
like,
Do horses wipe from the front to the back?
You know what comes up, though, when you say, is a horse's brain the size of a walnut?
If you think about it, right, when a horse shits, right, then their shit just falls and slides right along their vagina, right?
No auto.
So they're wiping from the back to the front every time.
I guess, but you're going to tell me that no one has ever Googled is a horse's vagina? Because nothing is coming up right now.
Hmm.
Pink. Oh, and it shows a picture of pop star Pink with a horse's vagina.
What? That would be weird.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
This says dark vagina of horses should be like light pink. So yes, a horse's vagina is pink.
Hmm.
If you're into breeding, not like a
yeah.
not like a fucking
well, haven't you ever delivered a horse?
No, I got thrown off the back of one once,
mm-hmm, and you didn't get catch a glimpse.
Oh, it took me to a YouTube video saying that dark vagina of horses should be light pink.
Mm-hmm. So it should be light pink.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Well, it doesn't say that it's not. It's mm-hmm. just saying that it should be light pink before you let the other horse.
It should be light pink. It should be light pink on.
Before he puts his Neapolitan stick in there.
Light pink on.
So I think that they're dark sometimes, but they're supposed to be light pink right before mating.
Mm-hmm.
Check up for your vagina. For your mating and breeding season.
What about an anteater's vagina? Is that supposed to be pink?
That's on a different page.
I always wanted to get a rim job from an anteater.
Really?
Because they got those really long tongues.
They do. Now, there's a definition for horse pussy.
They might be able to reach your small intestines.
Oh, man. Speaking of small intestines, there's an Urban Dictionary entry for horse pussy.
Uh-huh.
And horse pussy means when something doesn't go your way.
That's a bunch of horse pussy.
That's the exact quote. She had sex with that guy? That's a bunch of horse pussy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's one person entering that in. How many thumbs up does that have?
145 thumbs up your butt.
Mm-hmm.
And 73, 73 horses down your horse pussy. Now, listen to these words that are related to horse pussy.
All right.
Meat curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Beef curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Fleshy girl.
Mm-hmm.
Loose bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping bag pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Swamp crotch. Slut bag. Roast beef. Labia. Fetish. Brown burger.
Brown burger. How come you taste so good?
So if you see a vagina that looks like a brown burger, move on to the horse.
If there's lettuce coming out of it.
Oh, lettuce alone. Could you just let us pray?
Hey, what fast food place has your favorite lettuce?
You know, most lettuce isn't that good. I could probably make a better list of the worst lettuces. Let us talk about it for a second.
All right.
Arctic Circle, not good lettuce.
Not good lettuce?
Warm and slimy, but what are you going to do?
Arctic Circle, good corn dogs.
I don't know. I've never had a corn dog at Arctic Circle. I bet they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Are they fair? I mean,
they're nice and crispy. They got that.
I don't mean like on a scale
down.
Of bad to good.
Yeah,
they're
I know
fair.
What I mean.
I mean like a fair.
It's
corn
nice
dog.
And crisp on the outside and nice and soft on the inside, and it hasn't sat in the window of a hot plate for 7 hours.
Because it got those little things that you can crunch on the edge of your
oh,
stick.
Oh fuck yeah!
Okay, I told someone your idea about having a bag of corn dog stick crunchies.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they would buy and eat those.
Yeah, I would.
But how would you get them in the bag? You just have to take a bunch of discarded corn dog sticks.
That's what you would have to do. You'd have to go trash diving.
Or could you just take sticks and put, just dip the sticks into the mix and then fucking deep fry the sticks and then just.
Yeah, that's a lot of labor, though.
Yeah. Kids are born every day and that's a lot of labor. You know, people do shit.
It is true.
Have you ever fucked in a library?
Not a human.
Did you fuck an inflatable raft tool?
No, just a book.
You fucked a book? 50 Shades of Grey?
No, it was a book on horses.
Dude, I gotta bring my book, fuck. My fuck book.
It
I got a fuck book.
It was a horse whisperer.
No, it's called Pokey Penis. I swear to God, it's a real thing. And on the back it says, do not put your penis in the hole because you could get a paper cut. And it says you can't return this book after purchasing it.
Yeah. But, you don't want a paper cut on your PB.
No. But apparently this lady in Massachusetts is going into the library and picking up guys.
Fucking books?
No, she's fucking dudes for money.
Oh.
She's prostituting herself out at the Tewksbury Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
Tewksbury.
You got your Tewksbury. You got your Tewksbury on.
It's T-E-W-K-S, Tewks. Is that Tewks?
No.
Tewksbury.
Tewksbury.
So an undercover police officer went in there, and he was like a fake decoy, right? And the 20-year-old allegedly began writing him notes about her services so that the silence of the library would be maintained.
The silence of the library. I remember that movie.
Yeah.
With Anthony Hopkins.
You don't put baby in the corner. Oh, wait,
and Jodie Foster.
Yeah. You put the lotion
on the silence of the. You put the lotion on the book cover.
You put the lotion on the book cover, and you will never come up again. She handed him a piece of paper, and they conversed back and forth, and then she ultimately requested $60 for a sexual act. $60. You can go to a library with $60 and get your dick sucked. Not by a book. By a 20-year-old. Now, that sounds a little enticing. I'm sorry, babe, if you're listening, my wife, but. $60 for a dick suck in a bookstore?
Yeah.
From a 20-year-old?
That's you could just
illegal.
Sign up for the computer and then look up some porn.
Yeah, but the computer doesn't have a wet mouth.
It is true.
You could, like, simulate glory hole. They need to have glory hole computers with a little wet mouth on the side.
Yeah.
Or phones.
What if you just had a library, right? You just started your own library with library ladies in there, but the library ladies were prostitutes.
So it'd be like a hostile environment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wait, is that right?
Where you could go to live your library fantasies.
Oh, yeah. Come on into the bookstore and look for whores.
Yep. Yeah. Remember on the Nip Tuck? Remember that show? You watched that, didn't you?
Maybe we should go back and rewatch that.
All right.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, it was. They probably took it off because we want to watch it
they
now.
They just heard us talking about it. And they're like, nah, we're
I haven't
take
seen
that.
It on there in a while in the watch it agains or anything. But that was a great fucking show.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
But there is that one guy was fucking the furniture. Remember that? He was fucking the couch. That was his fetish.
Yeah. And I'd never even really heard of that, but Louis C.K. said it years ago in this 2008 special that... If you have a little kid, he's putting his dick on everything. Mm-hmm. He's like, I didn't masturbate for a long time, but I did go around poking my dick on stuff. Like, if I get a boner, I just walk up and, like, put it on the light switch or put it on the wall or fuck a pillow. He's It's like, so if you got little kids that are getting to the age where they're getting boners, just remember that everything in your house has been touched by a little dick.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't believe that that's true.
The mayonnaise jar, the inside of the mayonnaise jar.
Yeah. He said that he had a friend that didn't jack off. He was just like, he would lay on his belly with a boner and just push it into the bed. And he like suffered from coital damage, I guess, later. Like he's got bent dick. Bent dick Arnold. But then I don't know if it's true or if it's just a story, but he said that his friend talked him in when he was 10 to sitting on his friend's butt while he was pushing his boner into his bed because it was more pressure, feels better. And he's like, so really I was kind of helping this kid masturbate, but I didn't realize what I was doing when I was 10. He's like, will you sit on my butt?
That is weird.
He says, I sat on his butt and like bent his dick.
Yeah.
Bent dick Arnold.
Bent dick Arnold.
If anybody out there got the bent dick, you could probably get a job
you
in porn.
You got your bent dick on.
I got my bent dick. I got my bent dick. Everybody's talking about my bent dick on. Oh, my God. Why are we talking about bent 10-year-old penises? Whatever floats your boat.
Who was born a...
Who was born
on this day?
You
got any birthday music?
Well, that's odd because I should bring up the regular birthday song.
All right, because I got two birthdays I'd like to point out.
Okay. Is it going to be very meta?
What? Yeah, the inventor of birthday.
The song?
No, the inventor of the birthday.
God?
Who invented... No, he didn't. He didn't invent birthdays.
He was the first person to give life.
Boy, well, when is God's birthday?
When's God's birthday?
Yeah. When was God born?
God wasn't born. He always was.
What? No,
you can't.
Do you
know anything about religion?
Well, it was before God.
Nothing.
I mean, how did God come about? God sprang from nothing?
He was never not.
What?
See?
There has to be a time before God.
God never was not. There was always...
But what? How?
He was always...
What did he come from, though?
I don't know
how. What was before him?
He's not even real.
How can nothing be before him if he always was?
Exactly. There is no God. How could there be a devil if there is no God? What? It's all so meta. It's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I already know that one.
What?
The egg. Because the egg grows on a tree.
See, and that's
and
what
then became a chicken.
What I thought was meta was the fact that the guy singing this song is his birthday.
Oh, okay.
Sir Paul McCartney. Birthday today.
Yes, we're going to have fun.
And we're going to cancel all our tours. I got a viral infection in my stomach because I'm 72 years old and I shouldn't be on stage anymore.
Party.
He's sick, dude. He's canceled his tour. He's got
birthday.
He's got a fucking infection in the stomach.
Birthday. Birthday.
Also, Dizzy Reed is a birthday.
Birthday. Dizzy Reed from Guns N' Roses?
Fuck yeah.
Fucking hey, dude, that guy could fucking play some harmonica.
I thought he was a keyboardist.
Yeah, and he played harmonica on that album too.
Is he one of those guys that plays keyboards and bangs his head while he's playing the keyboard?
I don't know.
Because he had long hair, I thought. Yeah. Didn't he play with the Black Crowes sometimes,
look like
too?
Axl a little bit.
Also, everyday listener, every day that we have a show,
birthday.
She listens all the way from Misery.
Hey, happy birthday.
You know who it is?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Kansas.
It's Kansas City, Missouri. Where do you live, Carrie? Is it in Missouri or is it in Kansas? Well, there is, but she lives in one of those... She lives in, like, Bottleneck. No, that's not the name of it. It's called, like, Witch Falls. I have no idea. Anyway, 40th birthday. Sorry to
happy
blast
birthday.
You out there on the podcast, but you're way younger than me and just a little bit older than
ooh,
Dustin.
Yep.
I can't believe Carrie Davis is 40. That makes me 45.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so happy birthday, Carrie
Davis. Happy birthday, man.
What do you got for birthdays?
Oh,
you're the one that made me bring it up, and you didn't even know it was Sir Paul McCartney's birthday?
Eleanor of England was born in 1269.
I thought you were going to say Ellen.
Also... Eleanor of Woodstock. So Eleanor of England and Eleanor of Woodstock were born on the same day.
Is that a prerequisite?
Only 49 years apart.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
What?
Anything that you just said.
Dude, Eleanor of England and Eleanor of Woodstock, you don't think it's a coincidence that they were born 30...
What the coincidence is that it's Paul McCartney's birthday and it's also Eleanor Rigby's birthday.
No, Eleanor of England and Eleanor of Woodstock.
And Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby. Something happened to
her. You know what she did? What? She was the queen of rugby. You didn't know that?
No.
Eleanor Rigby. She ran down the field with it, punching other hooligans in the face. Uh-huh. I almost forgot about Hans. Hans, are you having fun? We're having a fucking debacle of a time today. We just got off on, like, it wasn't quite a tangent. It was more like of a shed. We were on top of a shed for a little while.
We're on top of the shed.
So Hans today is listening to a band that I've heard of, but I don't believe I've ever listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not the case with Monday's
band.
Hey,
happy birthday, Barack Obama. He's 36 today.
I'm going to shoot him. He's got to be older than that because you got to be 35 to be the president.
Hey, great retention from school. Lucky I know you learned that in school.
Luckily you cut me off because I was about to say I was going to shoot him. You can't say you're going to shoot the president unless you're fucking Ted Nugent. And speaking of Ted Nugent, Hans is listening to the Helicopters, which has nothing to do. Today on the traffic report, we have a high congestion on the 205 Banfield Highway. We'll be checking later after our helicopter.
Maria Bamford Highway?
The Maria Bamford Highway, yes. No, Helicopters isn't like helicopters. It's like hella cool. Like hella, you know?
Yep.
Which my 16-year-old daughter just said the word hella in a sentence the other day. She said that'd be hella cool.
Hella.
And I said that saying is hella old.
Hella, it is.
I remember when James Hetfield was...
Hella.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
Helicopters.
Hella holla.
He's listening to an album called Paying the Dues, which is what he does for us, basically. Thanks, Hans, for listening to what you do. And I was listening to a crazy grindcore album from 1987 called From Enslavement to Obliteration. Maybe 88. Napalm Death. Action. So that's that. That's what's in Hans' CD player and what's on Terry's turntable. And I think Gatch is still listening to the Residents.
No.
They're not that good, are they? It's a good idea. It's a great idea. Have you been listening to Lars Ulrich?
They have a cult following.
Lars Ulrich drum solo.
Oh, no.
I was listening to Chuck Knoll sings the greatest hits.
I thought you were going to say it's Chuck Norris. He has one record.
No, Chuck Knoll died. Do you know that?
No.
Yep, he died.
Who was Chuck Knoll?
He was the Pittsburgh Steelers coach for several years.
Well, I think anybody who steals stuff should be killed anyway. So, is he a thief?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they have it called the Pittsburgh Thieves?
He was. They stole a Super Bowl from the Raiders.
Whoa, damn. You're just jealous. The Portland Raiders?
Mm-hmm.
I heard they're coming to Portland.
Dude, did you hear the big news in sports?
Yeah, a baseball guy died.
No, it was that one team won the World Cup series of NBA.
Oh, the Super Bowl World Series of the NBA?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. I think it was the Clip Heat. No way.
No, the Heat lost.
Oh, Spurs are the winners, huh?
Spurs won. They shoved their spurs on the side of those cows in the vagina right on the pink.
Well, see, that's cool because I don't think any Florida team at this point in history and time needs to be winning the Super Bowl the NBA World Series because Florida's crazy.
The NBA is so boring. It's always the same fucking teams. It's been the Heat for the 4 fucking years. It was San Antonio and then the Lakers before that and San Antonio before that.
2015 is the year of the Blazers. They're going to not only get into the playoffs, but they're going to win it.
They got into the playoffs this year. Didn't I know, do any good, did it?
No, it didn't. That's why I said next year they're not only going to get into the playoffs, they're going to win it. They're going to win.
I'll tell you what is a real sport is one that's playoffs all the time.
You want to bet right now?
All the time. I'm talking about Ninja Warrior. You get one shot a year and that's it, man. You slip and fall, you're done. You're out of the playoffs.
I'll bet you right now.
What? What do you want to bet?
That the Ninja Warrior show is canceled by the time the Blazers win the next championship. Is that?
I don't know. Ninja Warrior is pretty popular. I think it's going to keep going. But
for
I don't
20
know
years?
As far as, yeah. Dude, it's been going on for 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. Can't go on forever. It's not like Lita Ford. You think Ozzy's going to show up at Cheadle Park to sing with Lita?
Yeah.
If I close my eyes forever. Yep. I'm going to get up there
and
see
then
if she'll let me
say,
sing with her.
Nobody wants a burrito. My favorite Ozzy quote of all time.
Nobody wants a burrito.
I know. He was so fucking bummed that nobody wanted a burrito from down the street.
Why would they want a burrito?
It was a great food truck.
Yeah. I saw the star of the great food truck show.
Who?
Jeremy Rowe.
Yeah.
He cut his hair off. He's got no hair.
Uh-huh.
Did he have hair on the show?
Yeah.
Was he on hair one on the show?
Mm-hmm. He ordered a smorgasm.
On national television?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's national. How many people watch the Food Network?
Who doesn't? Dude, everywhere I go, someone's watching the Food Channel.
Really?
Yeah. Especially like my mother-in-law in my house. Fucking Cake Boss, Restaurant
Whore. Do you ever watch that show?
They got a new one called Restaurant Whores.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Horrors?
No, Whores.
You ever watch that show, Real House Husbands of Hollywood?
No, but I started a new one called The Real House Husbands of Linn County. It's
this
me.
One's Nelly, and it's got J.B. Smoove.
No, but you know what I just heard that reminded me of that? It's the housewives. One of the wives of the house husbands of whatever probably is Kevin Dubrow's brother, who's a woman now because they had a gender regenderification or whatever.
What?
Kevin Dubrow from Quiet Riot's brother is now a woman who is married to someone who's on one of those fucking dumb shows. Kevin Dubrow's brother is a girl now. He's not a bro.
And he's married to someone in Hollywood?
He's due sister now.
And he's married to someone in Hollywood?
He's married to someone who's she is married to one of those Hollywood house husbands or something. She might. Maybe that's
or
why.
J.B. Smoove.
Because his name's Dubrow.
J.B. Smoove.
Dubrow. He's a black.
J.B. Smoove blowing up all over in this hizzy.
Why? Because he's on The Last Comic Standing?
Dude, and he's on The House Husbands of Hollywood.
Well, I think he's just turned into a host, but why does he have to dress like Urkel? He looks like a grown-up Urkel on Last Comic Standing, dude. He never used to look like that. That wasn't his shtick.
What if Jaleel White was still Urkel? Well, he would probably have a
career. Jaleel!
He would still have a career.
Are you afraid to say it?
It would Jaleel?
No, into the you were talking off.
Oh. Didn't I knew that?
I don't know.
Okay, these are the people that are on there. Boris Kodjo. You know that guy?
I do.
Boris Kodjo.
No.
You don't know Boris Kodjo?
No, I don't.
What about Nick Cannon?
Yeah, I'm
you know right. Nick Cannon?
I don't know him, but I know who
he's
he is.
On there.
He's Mariah Carey's husband.
Did you know J.B. Smoove?
I do know
he's
him.
On there. J.B. Smoove. You know that guy, right?
Yeah, I know him.
Nelly, you know that guy?
He's got a Band-Aid on his face.
Yeah, Dwayne Martin.
Don't know him.
You know that guy?
I don't.
Dwayne Martin.
Don't know that guy.
And, of course, Kevin Hart.
I know that guy. I don't really like him that much, though.
Uh-huh.
He's a little bit
yep.
too big.
These Mitches
bridges.
Are living on the edge. That's what it says.
Huh.
Uh-huh. That's
living on
says.
The edge!
Yep. So that's that show.
All right.
It was weird, J.B. Smoove, because his wife is famous.
Who's his wife?
That one chick.
Kevin Dubrow's sister?
No.
Oh.
Well, he never had a sister. He had a brother.
Oh.
Right? Because
yeah, but she's a sister now.
I know, but he's not having anything right now.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Kevin is, but his brother's sister is.
Yep. Yeah. Dwayne Martin is... husband to Tisha Campbell.
Oh. Yep. See, my wife knows all this stuff.
He was in Above the Rim.
Oh. And that's a porn, right?
Yeah.
Below the Rim Job.
Mm-hmm. Above the Rim.
Below the Rim Job. Hey, you guys, we're going to wrap this up for a Wednesday.
Like a burrito.
We're going to wrap it like a fucking crunch wrap. Do you know what a crunch wrap is?
Wax lips.
I'm going to go see if I can buy some wax lips. And
dude,
see if they
I want a wax lips burrito.
Huh? I'll make one for you, okay?
All right.
Do you want corn or tortilla? Corn tortilla or...
A wax.
Wax tortilla.
A wax tortilla.
Okay, I can do that.
Those would probably last a long time, and if you can eat wax lips, you could eat a wax tortilla.
You could.
And so I'll take a bean and wax tortilla.
Wax beans?
Wax is a great alternative, too, to gluten. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, I'm pretty sure you can eat wax.
There's also wax beans, you know.
Wax beans, yep.
So I want to put some wax beans in a wax tortilla. With wax lips.
Also earwax.
There's also the wax that you smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, on Friday I'm going to show you something or I'm going to talk about it.
Why don't they have wax ears?
They got honeycomb wax that's just weed, like Uncle Dave's earwax that we used to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It's 82% THC.
82?
Most weed is like 25.
What's the other 18%?
Just wax. Wax lips. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you Friday.
Later.
Metal up your wax ass.